increasing tensions. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Russian President Vladimir Putin today making a move that makes an imminent Ukraine invasion appear more likely.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia is recognizing two regions in eastern Ukraine as independent republics. Putin made the announcement at the end of a nearly hour-long televised address in which he aired a long list of grievances. He called Ukraine a U.S. colony with a puppet regime and described Ukraine as ancient Russian lands. Putin's move paves the way for rebel leaders in the contested regions, known as the Donbass, to request Russian military assistance.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. Former President Trump's social media app that he hopes will rival Twitter launched today as he seeks a new digital stage a year after he was banned from Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. His Truth Social app was offered for download from the Apple App Store to a limited number of subscribers who had pre-ordered, with others added to a waiting list to be given access over the next 10 days. Plastic bags containing a flyer that blames COVID on those in the Jewish faith were placed in driveways in Colleyville, Texas.
Nathan Boone told Fox 4 Dallas Fort Worth as he picked them up in different driveways in his neighborhood.
I think the right thing to do is just to pick them up and dispose of them properly. I'm not going to go through and read it. I'm just going to pick them up and throw them away.
Colleyville police say they're investigating it as a hate crime and have notified the FBI. This is the same town where four people were taken hostage inside a synagogue last month. Similar flyers have appeared in neighborhoods in Miami, San Francisco, Beverly Hills, and Denver.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Federal and local authorities are investigating the death of a man who was shot by a U.S. Border Patrol agent late Saturday, a few miles north of the Mexico border near the Arizona town of Douglas. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The tensions in eastern Ukraine has some discussing a potential refugee crisis.
U.S. officials have already signaled that there could be a tragic refugee crisis if Russia invades Ukraine. Displaced families in Ukraine would add to the disaster already created in Afghanistan. AP is reporting that Afghans are now on course to overtake Syrians as Europe's leading asylum seekers in 2021. The increase partly due to the evacuations from the Kabul airport. Now, the U.S. may not go in to rescue people once Russia invades in Ukraine, but refugee groups here and abroad are already planning and preparing to help.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. Northern Europe was battered by the third major storm in 5 days, with heavy rains and high winds yesterday and today, killing at least two more people, disrupting travel, and prompting hundreds of flood alerts across the region still recovering from last week's hurricane-force winds. At least 14 people have died across Europe during a week of extreme weather that meteorologists say is being fueled by an unusually strong jet stream over the North Atlantic. A big win for a Virginia couple.
A huge payday for a Virginia woman. She wins $10 million on a scratch-off lottery ticket. A few days before Valentine's Day, Maria Chicas's husband bought the ticket at a local convenience store in Manassas. He scratched the ticket and realized they won millions. Her reaction? You're lying. He wasn't. Chica says she thought the lottery official was joking when officials told her she was holding the winning ticket. She decided on the cash option of nearly $6.6 million before taxes. The store receives a $50,000 bonus from the Virginia Lottery for selling the winning ticket. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Queen Elizabeth has tested positive for COVID-19. Buckingham Palace reports the British monarch has mild cold-like symptoms, adding the 95-year-old queen will keep working. The palace also says the queen has been fully vaccinated and has had a booster shot. I'm Rich Dennison, and this
from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.